will push. Over to Armga. Armga will attack. It looks like he traveled. Kick out to Selza for three. Good!
Michigan Tech men's basketball back in action this weekend, part of doubleheader action Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. The men's basketball team coming off a win against Lake Erie, 81-64, and then always a tough game against Ashland, and just couldn't come back. What a game, though, 71-70. Coach Kevin Luke, the head coach of the men's basketball team, is with us. Let's start with the good news first, Coach. 81-64 win on the road at Lake Erie. The guys played well.
You know what, Dirk, it was an awesome effort for us. Lake Erie's got really a nice offensive club. I'm not sure how well they play defense, but that's not my problem. I do think that they do a nice job down there getting guys in locations to make some shots, and it was a huge win for us on Thursday night. Our guys played well. We shot it well again, and I thought we did an excellent job defending their leading scorer, Riley Thomas, who is capable of going off for a lot of points. I thought we did a really nice job on him. We kept him down in the low double digits and did a nice job on the recovering on the glass as far as rebounds goes, and had a nice victory on the road.
First real long road trip of the year. How did you feel like your team handled the 2-day trip?
Well, you know, anytime you realistically, anytime you get a split, it's been a good weekend. Of course, you get, like I've said this before, you get a little selfish if you get that first one. You want I shouldn't say selfish, but you get excited. And I thought our guys were ready to play Saturday. I thought we handled everything well. Ashland was really, really well prepared and got after us a little bit, and it wasn't because we were soft. It was clearly disappointing, but there were some good things that came out of the basketball game. Luke Keller stepped up and played pretty well. Jason Hawk shot it very well again, and most importantly, down 16, we came all the way back and still had opportunities to win, and that's a good quality of a good team, you know, the ability to be 16 down and come back, because that's not an easy task on the road.
Were you thinking during that comeback, as you guys were chipping away, that you were going to get it? I mean, because it just seemed, you know, listening to it, and I know some people, I don't know, it just seemed like it was going to happen.
You know what? There wasn't a doubt in my mind we were going to win the game. There was unbelievable occurrences that happened in that game. I mean, you know, we had our best shooter shooting shots and missing. We had our best defenders, you know, getting beat, and it was just, I mean, I hate saying this because it's a terrible thing to say, but it was almost meant to be for Ashland, because the shots they made down the stretch were unbelievable, and the shots we missed down the stretch were still unbelievable. I'd give the shot that Austin Harmga had to make it from 4-6 with a minute to go. He'd make that 90 times out of 100 times, you know, for game winners, and then their guy came down who can't, and this sounds like I'm ripping him, and I'm not. He's just not a very solid technique-wise shooter, and he made the big shot. You know, same type of shot, and I mean, that's just the way the game goes, and you have to be able to overcome, you know, our misses with our studs and their makes with people that we weren't guarding. You got to be able to overcome that. We just came up one basket short.
Had the ball in the last seconds, 10 seconds to go. What was the play that you drew up there?
Well, it was a handoff to a screen, and you know, we put it in Ben's hands, and it's easy. I mean, there's a million things coming home on that trip that I beat myself up on, because I have to make the calls, and when you lose, you know, you have to take the responsibility of losing a game, you know. And I, you know, we had Ben rounded that come off that screen. They switched, which we probably knew was going to happen. He had a little bit of space. It's hard to tell on a tape, but he had some space, and he was trying to gather himself to shoot, and he just kind of fumbled it, and that's exactly what happened. And you know, you look at the tape, and if he had been able to gather himself, number one, I like Ben shooting the shot in that situation, mm-hmm. and number two, Jason Hawk was standing wide open in the corner. So had he not fumbled it, I think he would have looked for those options, and I mean, it's just the way it goes. And like I said, Saturday after game, I'd run the same play with the same kid because he deserves that opportunity to get it, and so does Austin. And you know, next time it might be Austin, next time it might be, you know, you have to have that feel for that game and what kind of call to make, and that's what I felt at the time, and that's what we did.
Does it say a lot that you had Jason Hawk on the floor? Obviously, a true freshman out there, a chance to maybe take that game-winning shot.
Well, you know what, he was 4-for-4 from the 3-point line, and when he's in that mold, just like we say with he's smart enough, and his basketball IQ is good enough that he knows when to shoot and when not to shoot. In other words, pass. And he made some tremendous passes in that game. He made some good drives, and he made his basket. So, you know, he's offensively, he needs to be on the court in that type of situation, no matter what age he is.
We go to the North now and host a couple of good teams. Ferris State comes in the building on Thursday, and then Grand Valley on Saturday afternoon. Let's talk a little bit about Ferris State, Coach.
Yeah, you know what? We're tied with Ferris in the league right now. They got as always, they got a very athletic club, and they got a couple kids that can shoot, and they got a couple kids that can penetrate. They got a 6'10 kid in the middle who's clearly getting better. They're going to try to penetrate, and and that's, of course, one of our biggest deficiencies, being able to corral the basketball and keep it away from the basket. But that's what we're working on, and that's the challenge, and that's the fun stuff. It's two great teams coming up. It should be awesome games, and you know what? I mean, that's why we're in this business, for challenges and to compete and to see where you're at, and that's what makes it fun.
Coach, you went zone for a majority of that game against Ashland. Is that something we're going to see more of, especially against a team like Ferris?
I've said some terrible things on the radio this morning. We played zone for basically what amounts to a full half. And, you know, we don't practice zone very much. And I thought our guys executed as well as they could for the amount of practice that we've put into this doggone thing, meaning the zone. And we're gonna actually work on it a little bit to try to polish it up and make it a stronger defense, and you know, we'll see what happens. And I mean, it's exciting, because I think now, for the first time since I've been coaching a million years, that, you know, it's not that the guys don't want to play man-to-man, because they understand how to play man-to-man, but they found something. We realize something in that zone that's something that we can trust if we work on. So we're going to work on it a little bit and see if we can trust it and execute it in the game. And I'm not saying it clearly will not be our primary defense, but you might see it a little bit more. But that's a good point, Wes.
Very good. All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Two big games coming up against North Division foes for Michigan Tech basketball. Ferris State and Grand Valley State game start on 5:30 on Thursday. Men will have the second game there. They'll have the second game on Saturday afternoon. And we'll also have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thanks, boys. Always a pleasure.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Luke of the men's basketball team right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Huskies Drive Time right after this.